Eminem is on the phone with us right now, and we've been talking about it. Happy birthday, first off. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, besides waking up to this.
Yeah, I don't think you want a family feud like this on your birthday.
That's not family, though.
Well, not technically.
Yeah, she considered herself
family. Not technically. And never was a nanny. Never was paid for anything. How you doing, Jenny?
Oh, wow. She took off. She's already walked out of the building.
Oh, she left.
Yeah, she walked out of the building.
She's obviously afraid of facing you.
Let me just say this to clear the air. I just heard Kim's response on the air, and I will back her up 100% on everything that she just said.
Really?
Those two girls are just like each other. So everything that Jenny is saying about Kim is the exact same way.
Because
it's vice versa. I'm telling you, I know both of these girls. I've known them for a long time. But Jenny has not known me for that long. Jenny was cut out of the circle for a little while, and that thing that she said, that Kim said about her leaving her husband for me, is very true. She tried to do that. And I guess that me paying 6 months rent, when she wanted to leave her husband and me paying the 6 months rent on her apartment and setting her all up, I guess that wasn't enough for her.
How did Mike act?
It's so funny when you give somebody a little bit of leeway and you don't speak to them for a minute, you want to see what they do, and bam, they write a book about you.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain everybody what's going on right now on the phone with us.
And as far as about the shit about Fred Durst and all that, my ex-bodyguard, I fear no man. I fear no man. So she's making up complete stories. So God only knows what's in her book. But the stuff about Fred Durst and all that, I fear no man.
Okay,
the only thing I ever feared was Fred Durst said that he was going to press charges on me for making that song because he was going to take it to the cops and say it was a threat. That's what I feared. I fear going to jail. Me, myself, Marshall Mathers, fears no man.
Okay, on the phone with us right now is Eminem. On his 30th birthday, he wakes up to a tell-all book. Okay, watch the language.
Oh, we're live?
Yeah, we're live.
Okay.
You're at home, you're getting ready to celebrate your 30th birthday, you hear this person who says that she knows you well, and she says very nice things about you, though.
She can say all the nice things she wants, but you know what? The truth is that her or Byron Williams, the other guy who wrote the book about me, did not know me like that.
Okay, what does...
want to say they're so close. You know who's close to me? My Aunt Betty, my Uncle Jack, their three boys, and my daughter. That's close to me.
What does Eminem...
And my friends in D12. That's who's close to me. That's who knows me, who could come out and write a book about me, and I couldn't say nothing.
Okay, what does Eminem want everybody in the world to know about you? What do you want to know? With this movie about ready to come out, 8 Mile, which you know is going to be huge.
What do I want everybody
to know? What do you want people to know about you? Yeah. Because everybody's coming out trying to do these tell-all books, saying all this.
I mean, everybody's got their own opinions, man. And when these books come out, and, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And these little books, you know, they're going to sell like a couple of thousand copies or whatever. And then these people are going to end up, the people that end up writing books about me end up back in their little trailer trash homes in Warren anyways. You know, and they think they're going to get a little bit of money off this, and it ends up flopping and backfiring in their face. People that know me know that I'm the realest person that ever, I'm telling you right now, I'm spending my morning, birthday or not or whatever, I'm calling y'all to tell you to set the record straight. I don't never think that I'm too good for something or too good, I'm on a certain level, I'm too high to not talk to somebody, Eminem is, you know, you got these little tabloids that come out on me and how much I spent for my house and people double the amount of money and stuff. I live in a very humble home for what I could be living in. And I live a very normal lifestyle, as normal as I can, on the status that I've gotten to.
Sure. And I'm sure, and you probably thank God every day for what you have.
I thank God every day that God gave me the talent and the strength to get me through everything that I've been through, and that radio keeps playing my records, and I keep having success, and people keep liking my music. And that's what it should be about. All this personal stuff that goes on in my life, that people seem to want to think they know about, I tell it in my music. And I don't lie in my music. I ain't lied once in my music.
But that's what I was going to say. You kind of dish it out in your music, but obviously...
I will tell the public what I want the public to know. But as far as me, how many times I wipe my ass when I got to take a dump, like these people want to write a book about, that's, you know, that's a little bit too much information that people need. Okay. But people always try to weasel their way in. It's so funny, man. You know, I come from the east side of Detroit. I come from Warren. These are the places that I grew up at as a normal cat, as a normal person. So you got to understand how it is for me to reach this level of fame and this level of stardom and try to imagine what it could do to somebody's head when people that you think are your friends and swear to God when they're up in your face telling you that they care about you and that they're your friends and they would never do anything to hurt you, and then they do, you got to understand, like what it makes you go through mentally.
On the phone with us right now is Eminem calling the Channel 955 Mojo in the Morning Show.
The one part that made Jenny cry was when she said that...
Fake tears?
When she said that her children missed your daughter so much?
That her children missed my daughter so much?
Mm-hmm.
Her children can see my daughter. The problem is her coming here and her husband. That's the problem. I always told her, I'm not trying to mess up your marriage. But she let it mess up her marriage, and now I don't want drama from her husband. I don't want to have to...
So you're not going to... They have a bodyguard because they think that you're going to come after them.
Do what?
They have a bodyguard, they say, because they think you're going to come after them.
They have a bodyguard?
Yeah, they actually brought a bodyguard in here with us, or with them this morning.
Oh, come on, man. It's not even that deep.
So you're not going to hurt them? You don't care about that?
No. Okay. I'm backing Kim up for what she said. I'm sitting here listening to the radio like, yeah. Because that's the first time that Kim's ever really said anything in my defense or her defense.
Will you back Kim up also? This girl was alleging that Kim was addicted to cocaine.
That I'm not going to speak on.
Okay,
that's cool.
You know,
cool.
Everybody, people have had their problems. Like, I've had my own little problems in the past, and I've come out and addressed them in the public eye, you know, and my road to success wasn't always perfect, and Kim's not perfect. But I'm going to tell you right now, that girl who was sitting up there in your studio is the exact same thing that she says she's not, that she says that Kim is.
All right, let's do this then. We got Eminem on. Let's talk happy thoughts. You got the big movie coming out. Are you excited?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. You get another call?
No. Go ahead. What was the question?
The big movie's coming out, 8 Mile. Are you excited about this? I'm excited. I saw the previews. It looks great.
Yeah, this is... I actually am excited. It's, you know, I'd be the last one to, like, toot my own horn or anything, but, you know, the movie in the beginning stages, like, I was a little nervous. But, you know, as we was doing the movie, I didn't look at none of the playbacks or anything, so I didn't know how it was going to come out. I just did the scenes and just did them and felt like if I felt real in the scenes that it would work.
Well, and they showed your movie at the Toronto Film Festival. Celebrities, everybody was standing up. You got a standing ovation at the end of that. And already, anybody who's ever seen it is talking Oscar. Is that freaking you out?
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make a movie about kind of how I came up, not necessarily about my life, because I wanted to make a movie that, you know, the way that I came up is how... There's so many other kids right now that are trying to come up the same way. Through battling, you go down to the St. Andrews or whatever, you go down to, well, what used to be the hip-hop shop for us and places like that, and you still see cyphers going on and kids battling and doing anything to make it, making their demos and stuff. Anybody who is trying to make it in music, I wanted them to be able to relate to this movie, and I think that's what it captures.
You know what? We just had Kim on with us a second ago, and she didn't like the choice of Britney being playing her. I thought maybe she thought Britney was, you know, very, very beautiful, and then you heard what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Britney's a beautiful woman,
I think
obviously.
She's cute. Kim doesn't think she's cute.
Britney's cute.
She's hot.
But, you know, I've got not really good things or bad things to say about Britney.
When you're picking somebody to play your mom, I mean, when I'm going to pick somebody to play my mom, I want somebody as hot as Kim Basinger playing my mom.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I didn't pick her, though. It wasn't like Curtis Hanson did most of the casting.
So when he told you who was going to play your mom, what was your first reaction?
Yeah.
Marshall, this morning we also had in Chloe, a little 7-year-old girl who's going to be playing your...
Yo, she's the cutest girl in the world besides Haley.
Yeah, and she plays your sister in the movie, and she told us about the time that you actually invited her to your house to play with your daughter, Haley, just so she can get to know you a little better.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, a lot of people can't separate, and we have the same problem with Bob with Kid Rock, that a lot of people can't separate you guys and your rapping role along with the personal side of you. How do you rate yourself as a father?
How do I rate myself as a father?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there that aren't fans of you and your music, and they might look
at
you and...
My Aunt Betty screaming 10. 10.
She's there.
I don't know. I do the best I can. On a scale of 1 to 10, like a 20.
Always humble. I tell you what, before we lose you here, I know you got to go. It's your birthday, celebrating 30 years old today. Eminem, can you do an Eminem Mojo in the Morning liner for us?
Eminem Mojo in the Morning liner.
Can you just say, because we know you're listening.
So good at your freestyle.
We know that you're listening. You can
do
it every...
I'm just waking up. I got sleep in my eyes, man. I'm not good at that this early.
You know, hey, this is, you know, Eminem, you're listening to Mojo in the Morning. I wake up with Mojo in the Morning or...
Yo, what's up? This is Eminem. You're listening to Mojo in the Morning. I wake up every day to Mojo in the Morning, and I don't ever want to wake up like this again. In the morning.
Good answer.
Is your Aunt Betty working on the cake for you right now?
I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what she's got. We don't really have anything planned tonight, so, you know.
Where's the birthday party? You don't have nothing
yeah,
in its own?
There's nothing that's really planned.
Surprise some people, okay?
Surprise some people?
Oh, I'm sure they might be surprising you.
I mean, maybe I'll throw my own party.
There you go, buddy.
Got a good gift for you. It's a book you can light your candles with.
Right. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon,
send
man.
It to me. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to Channel 955.
No doubt.
All right, okay. Eminem.